Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tyler Kennedy here until the top of the hour. What for you has been the biggest story of these Stanley Cup playoffs, Tyler? And I must say, as I've told Limits many times, this is my favorite time of the sports year. There's NBA, NHL, every single night, like riveting playoff games. I just go from one to the other or have both on at the same time. Sometimes baseball, although not really in this city, is interesting to watch. But it's a great time of the sports year.
Every game's by one goal.
Yeah.
You know, and probably the most exciting is probably Florida and Toronto. You know, just with how Toronto's been like.
You think this is the year they break through?
I think so.
You do?
They're up 2-0 on Florida, going back down. They steal one there. The series is over. And this is a first team that's give Florida everything they can handle from the high-end skill. They have a little bit of toughness with that Lawton, with Max Domi that can at least respond to Bennett, to Tkachuk, you know, and That's where I think Toronto's going to win. I think this is the year they're going to break through all the games, like out west. I love watching Winnipeg play. Winnipeg doesn't.
What about the 2-6-on-5 goals?
Oh, my God. It's like crazy.
That was a miracle.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's just so exciting hockey. And, like, when I look back at my career, like, I remember just the playoffs. Like, I remember the playoffs a lot more vivid than any during the year. You know what I mean? Like,
it's hard to imagine the adrenaline you guys must feel.
When you have that week between the end of the year to playoffs, it's like so refreshing. You're like, all right, now the real hockey starts. This is what's fun. You know, 82 games, I still think that's way too long. Like, that's such a grind with travel. Like, it's hard on those guys, you know, but once those playoffs start, I love every shift, every little detail means something.
Yeah.
And watch it now. Even the Penguins are out. Like, obviously the Penguins are out, but like, it's still fun to watch other teams play, you know, and like, you still like get glued to it. It's the best game in my opinion.
Oh, the playoffs are just in both sports, basketball and hockey, are just so different from the regular season. But as far as the Penguins go, you can take David Carl off the list, the Denver coach, because he signed a contract extension there. He's staying at Denver. Rick Tocchet, last I checked, is still available. Would he be? I think you said you didn't think he'd be a good fit here. What kind of coach, like what profile are you looking for, Tyler? An untested guy like Spencer Carberry before he went to Washington, or a veteran guy who's done it before?
Definitely not a veteran guy that's done it before. I think we're looking for a guy that is trying to prove himself, a guy that excited to be there. He's young, a guy that can really develop the third and fourth line guys, you know, the 4-6 D-man, to make an impact. When I look at the team this year, what really didn't push them over the top into a playoff sport was the second or the second half of the team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they needed more depth scoring. They needed more depth on D for, you know, all that, all those reasons. So you need a guy that's going to come in and really develop those guys. And when you think of really good coaches, they're usually never like high-end skill players. They're never really like the Sidney Crosbys. They're always like the grinders, right? The guys that are like watching and sitting back and trying to figure out, you know, how the game's played from a different perspective. Like, you know, Dan was a fourth line guy, you know, Mike
Sully,
you know, like they get obsessed with it, you know, and, you know, now they get a spotlight. Now they, you know, they're great coaches. So they need a developmental guy that's really there to prove himself and knows he's got a short leash, because usually a guy comes in, they get him on the right track, and then you bring a veteran guy to put them over the top, right?
Right.
You're kind of hired to be fired, and especially in this state, you know, you're getting all the ducks in a row to make sure they're going to win, and then you find the guy to push them over the top. But I just heard that, you know, that Joe Quenneville that was in Florida, Chicago, he just went to Anaheim.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be interesting. Young talent there. I also wanted to ask you, and as soon as it happened, I thought, I'm going to talk to Tyler about this. Tom Wilson and I think Josh Anderson it was.
Yep.
Fighting on the bench. That was 1970s legendary stuff. What did you make of that? You enjoyed it, I bet, right?
Loved it. Like, you know, when you look at the form in Montreal, everyone was on their seats. I think even the players loved it. Like, that's emotion. That brings you out of your seat. That's guys that are just... They're battling to win. They're doing whatever it takes. You need me to
If you're sitting on the bench and they're fighting in front of you, do you get a little shot in below the bench on the guy fighting Wilson? If you're Anderson's teammate, do you whack him on the back of the leg with your stick? Anything like that?
No, because if he looks up and he sees it's you, he's going to remember that and he's going to get you back. So you got to watch who you, if it's like a guy that's not tough, yeah. If it's a tough guy, you're like, no, I ain't going to touch this guy because these guys got memory. So no, I. But those guys, like, look at Josh Anderson, Tom Wilson, Tkachuk. Like, when I look at playoff teams now, every team has that big physical, little bit of meat, little bit of toughness in their game, their top six.
Yeah.
So if I'm Kyle Dubas, that's very up there on my to-do list this summer.
Me too.
I don't know what game it was, but someone punched Sid. And
oh, it could have been one of 50 games over the last 5-10 years.
I think we talked. That boils my blood. I'll just keep it there. But, you know, we need some heaviness on those top six.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion. Who's going to win the cup? Oh, you wanted to say to that, please.
When we think about that, what did the Florida Panthers do to the Tampa Bay Lightning? Mm. They pushed them around.
Bullied them.
Right out of, what was it, 4-1? And Tampa had a wagon. But when the playoff comes, it's skill, but it's playing a heavy game. And Tampa didn't have that in their top six, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have that in their top six. What does Florida have in their top? Bennett, Tkachuk, those two guys right there bring a whole element, and they play a different game. And their coach, Maurice in Florida, is encouraging them to play like that because he knows that's how they're going to win.
Right.
Watch. The game to watch is Florida versus Toronto in Florida. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be physical. It's going to be tough. And
that
rough.
Series, every second of it is riveting.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about Sully and about different players? Oh, Sully going to New York. When you guys were saying, you and Bob, that you think he's going to win right away, I don't. Listen, Mike Sullivan is the most accomplished coach in Penguins history, and he deserves 1,000% credit for coming here and reviving the Stars and winning two cups in a row. But I always, always, always put players first when it comes to pro sports, and he had some very special and unusual champions here. In addition to Sid and Gino and Letang, Patrick Hornquist, Matt Cullen, Nick Bonino. He had a third line.
Hagelin.
Yeah, he would have had a third line that would have been somebody's second. He ain't got that in New York. His best player is Panarin, who was just getting out of a lot of off-ice trouble Adam Fox is a combination of Letang and Carlson. He's going to have to deal with that crap, even though with the talent.
Right.
Lafreniere is his young rising star who just has not panned out yet. Plus, you have the dysfunction of Chris Drury as your GM. You have one of the worst owners in all of sports. It's just, it's a mess there. He doesn't have the horses in New York that he had here. And the other thing was Sully. And again, I give him 1,000% credit for what he did. Is that in 10 of his 12 NHL seasons, his teams have underachieved. 10 of 12.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you talk about championship teams, I think what makes it is like 85% the players, right?
Yes.
It's having the ponies. Like when you give me that 17 or 16 team, I'm not saying I might win, but when I have Phil Kessel, Nick Bonino, and Hagelin on the third line, like that's a freaking pretty good third. That's a good third line. I think Kessel had 10 goals on your third line.
I mean, he could have won the Conn Smythe. Now, credit Sully for putting them together. Credit Sully for all of those 2 years. I'm not saying that.
Direction, right? You still, that's where you still need that direction, but you need the players. Like, I don't think an unbelievable coach, like a John Cooper out of Tampa, could have coached the Penguins and there'd be a different result this year. I just don't, like, that's not happening.
Well, that's the other side of it, yeah, is that even the best coaches, if you don't have the horses, I don't think he does in New York. I mean, Patrick Hornquist isn't walking through that door. He does have a goalie, though.
But I think, like Bob said, they are willing to spend in New York. They are willing to make moves to go. Like, I think they're always going to win now because of their market.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to make some big moves this summer. I think they're going to try to fix some problems there. But
it's going to be a fascinating story. Sully.
I have no doubt they'll make playoffs. So,
thank you, Tyler. What a day it was. We talked about limits and him going after Bob. We talked about the fight at PNC Park and hockey playoffs. I had a great time.
And finger biting, right?
And finger biting.
Don't put your finger near my mouth. You'll lose it.
We got to get some of you were mentioning some of your buddies at some point, some of your former players. We should call them up when you're in here.
Yeah,
just cold calling. Yeah, like Max Talbot.
I got some
Cookie,
Matt Stalzi, Cook, Stalzi, all those guys. I think
Iggy Z, Peggy and Tree, maybe
Hal Gill.
Hal Gill, that would be great.
Marc Andre Fleury would be another. Great
Please,
one.
Yes,
that'd be a good one.
Why don't we do that one next week?
I can see.
Let's call
Z, Peggy, Tree.
Let's call. I don't know if you heard these pirate nicknames.
No.
Their GM, Ben Charrington.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree.
forget
Must
it.
Must be a sports thing, eh?
Yeah, well, it's mostly a hockey thing. I didn't think it was baseball until the other day.
I think if you're going to put your finger in my mouth, I'm going to bite that thing off.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Always see you, buddy. Limits, he's becoming nicer and nicer every week, isn't he, Tyler Kennedy?
Every single week. The chemistry's off the charts.
He's going to be Dale Carnegie by the time he leaves here. Are you aware of who that is? Of course you're not.
No.
He wrote a book one time on how to be nice, basically.
Did you hear that I, in my voice, did not say yes and made you think that I knew who he was?
You're improving.
I'm improving.
Are you taking medication for early onset Malzy disease?
Malzy disease, TK. He claims I have Malzy
TK, come back
disease.
Here for a second, because we've all known people like this. Limits has had a habit of, you know, the type of thing where you say, did you see that movie? And he automatically says yes, because it's a fear of somebody might think I'm not smart type thing. And that's the name for it in the medical dictionary is Malzy disease. So we were afraid that he was suffering from it. And what you just witnessed was a step forward in his recovery.
In
I'm
Malzia.
Proud of you.
Yes, yeah. I'm getting overcoming my Malzia. We still have not been able to get Joe to overcome his obsessive singing disorder. Wow. That
That's another issue. They haven't made medication yet that can solve that. You know people like that, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you seen this movie? Or they do quotes, and you're like, you know the quote. And you're like, yeah.
Right. Or you can ask them about anything, you know, yeah. from bricklaying to you know, movie history to how to fix a car to architecture, and they know something about everything and will tell you about it. Correct?
Oh, yeah. The one-uppers, right?
If you have the one-uppers.
One-uppers.
Yes. Yeah.
If I got new clubs, you know what? I just got a little bit better ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you said at the beginning of the show that you got new golf clubs, and we just let it stand. We let you have your moment in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, I deal with a little, like, you know, you hear, like, there's always so many people like that. Like, they'll wait and be like, actually, you know what? Like, I invested in NVIDIA.
Yeah, it's like we decided it was like the Progressive commercial, right?
That's right. Yeah, the guy, do not be like your parents. He's like the counselor for everybody. They're walking around the store and they're like, man, I think this pillow would look great in the living room.
Right.
No, it's not 1985 anymore.
Constant advice, constant knowledge, dispensing knowledge. Afraid that someone thinks you may not have knowledge. And I feel like this morning with Tyler, as it took an important step in your recovery from early onset Malzy disease.
Well, it's a big process, guys. You know, it takes a while.
I'm here for you.
You can't just change overnight.
But. Even middle of the night, you know, call me anytime. I'm here for you.
I will.
City Thank
Limits
you, Tyler.
Good today. Hey, City Limits is feeling it today.
He is. I mean, this is a big day for him.
My hair's flowing today.
A big,
big I think step. It's looking pretty good.
Did you go home and go, I took on Bob yesterday?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
Did you feel
somewhat empowered by that? Or how did that settle with you later?
I don't know about empowered.
Were you scared? How did it settle?
No, I wasn't scared.
You took on the Godfather.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Did you tell anyone at home, though, when you left? Did you call him and be like, hey, guess, should I have done that? Or
I actually did not. I did talk to my dad a little bit about it because he's a frequent listener of the show.
Yeah.
He thought it was interesting. He likes my point. He's also an Aller supporter.
Yeah, good for you. I like that.
I agree, Limits. You're taking strides.
Massive strides. Still working on your strides with the singing. Still working on it. It might take some time.
He's always humming to something.
That might be a six-month plan to be able to help you with that.
Well, my problem, Tyler, as I've explained on here, is some people, when they're anxious, smoke cigarettes. Other people bite their nails. I burst into spontaneous, nonsensical limericks. And I can't help it. Well, yeah. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of my own. I don't know.
Do you have a nervous habit? Anything? No, huh?
Like when I'm like anxious or
Eat maybe? Do you eat your feelings?
Yeah, I like
Do you bite your nails?
I eat my feelings. I'm like emotionally like a snap show. Is that okay too?
What does that mean?
Like if I'm stressed, I'm more of a snap show with people.
Oh, like you have a short fuse.
Yeah.
A snap show.
Well, my dad gets like nervous or just has nothing to do. He will just like hold like a $20 bill and just like scratch his finger against it. That's just what he does.
All right, Tyler. Sorry to keep you over time here.
No worries.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.